It's here and now. And now to a story about kindness. It involves users of the social news site Reddit, and it involves a man named Sean O'Connor, whose 47-year-old uncle Scott had Down syndrome and lived with his mother, Stacia Wydeck. She begins the story.
My husband passed away 20-some years ago, so I was left with Scotty. Thank God I had Scotty. He was my best friend.
He lived with my grandmother for his entire life, and he was just, you know, one of the best people I've ever known in my life. He was the most selfless, loving, kind human being.
Oh, he had a smile for everyone. When he met people, he would invite everybody to the house. And I remember in Florida, I wasn't prepared for this, but he went at the pool, and he said, oh, come on over. My mom wants you to come and eat with us. I had no idea, but that's what it was. He loved people.
Some people with Down syndrome, I think that they're explained to, like, what their condition is and whatnot. But my family had an interesting outlook, and they tried to treat him as normal as he possibly could be. For a lot of his life, he stayed at home, and he had a job downstairs, which is essentially doing paperwork that really didn't have any meaning behind it. Except for him, he would document, like, the TV schedule and what shows were coming on.
We're in a tri-level house, so he's got his office downstairs. That's what he calls it. Because we're in business, and I guess he saw the brothers and sisters doing this office work, and he felt that he wanted to have an office. So we set up a computer, and he had his television, and he could watch all his shows. Bonanza was one of the favorites. Because he didn't like anything with violence in it. That he did not like. But he loved Vanna White with the Price is Right and, oh, the Christmas shows. Oh, he would cry if things got a little sad. He would be crying down there watching TV. He never wanted anyone to be hurt or hurting. He never wanted that, you know.
Scott faced medical challenges his entire life, not having the same amount of chromosomes genetically as people without Down syndrome, and he was always, like, feeling half and half. It was sort of a slow progression to when he developed liver disease, and the sort of the terminal fate of his medical condition started setting in, like, 2 to 1 year before he died. In the winter of 2012, our entire family knew his condition was really declining, and then he ended up in the hospital. He was in and out of the hospital constantly, and none of us wanted to leave him at any moment by himself. So it was my night to stay at the hospital all night, and I didn't get much sleep. He was up all night in pain, and I got back home, and it was just one of the most stressful, depressing days of my entire life. And I turned to Reddit, and I was like, hey, Reddit, my 47-year-old uncle Scott Wydeck has Down syndrome and is terminally ill with liver disease. He is currently bedridden and living out his last days at home with my 85-year-old grandmother. One of his favorite things to do is open mail. ... Anyone feel like sending him a letter or a card? There was no mail. And then on the second day, there was about 10 letters that came in. And then, like the next 2 days, it all started pouring in. And there was crates of mail from the post office. And my aunts would walk it into the house, like crates of mail.
Yeah, he said something about Reddit, and I said, Reddit? I don't know, because I'm not a computer person, I'm sorry, but I'm 85 years old, so lo and behold.
Within a few days, we got, I think, a little over 2,000 pieces of mail from all over the world. I think it was up to like 40 countries or something like that. It was crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Then Scotty was very sick. He couldn't get out of bed. But we would all take turns reading letters to Scotty, and he loved it. Could see how he was so happy that someone is telling him, Scotty, get well. Scotty, you like Bonanza, and I like it too. That's what people would say, you know?
This letter comes from Australia, and he's included all kinds of stuff in here. $5. He says, Hi, Scott. My name is John, and I live in Brisbane, Australia. But we aren't upside down like some people think. Your nephew said that you liked to get mail and enjoyed country music as well as drawing. I saw some of your pictures, and they looked great. I wish I could draw half as well as you. You may know that we have kangaroos and koalas down here, but we also have all sorts of other animals and plants, including the 10 most deadly snakes in the world. I have popped in some goodies for you to look at and keep as mementos. Give your mom a kiss for me, as she's a great lady. From the land down under, John. And they're all like that. Honestly, every letter has an immense amount of thought put into it. If he got this one letter from Australia when he was healthy, he would keep this for the rest of his life. This would be up on his wall. He would show people this for years to come, like whenever they would come over. And he got thousands of these. It's unbelievable. Like about 3.5 to 4 months after the mail came in, he passed away. And the last time I ever saw him walk, or that we know he walked, was we had moved the mail downstairs when he was bedridden upstairs, and he had actually walked down to his downstairs room and got a crate of mail and walked back up. Towards the end there, like the last week or so, my grandmother slept on the couch in the living room next to his hospital bed. The hospital bed couldn't fit two people, but if it could, she would have been right in the bed with him.
When he got very sick, then he wanted me close to him. So what I did, I slept on a sofa in the living room, and I said, Scotty, I can watch you, and you can watch me. We can watch one another. And he would go to sleep peacefully, you know, happy that I was nearby.
As much as this is about Scotty and the mail he's received and the strangers who sent the mail, it's a lot about her, too, because she was his counterpart and the person who took care of him his entire life, his best friend, and she deserves all the credit in the world for what she's done. Definitely, it was a pretty unique mother and son relationship, very positive one, very beautiful one.
Sean O'Connor. Our story was produced for the WBUR Kind World series by Lisa Tobin and Michael May. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Music Emporium. For 45 years, offering collectible, boutique, and vintage acoustic guitars. TheMusicEmporium.com. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at BrilliantEarth.com.